Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
Good things is going, baby.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show, she said. Hey, we're back.
Wow.
Gary's Low Expectations Podcast, episode 78, and we are joined today with the greatest wrestling collection in the world.
Wow. What is going down with the Underground Sound, fellas? My brother Big G and Big T, how we feeling out there today, folks?
I'm feeling good. I don't know about Gary, but I'm feeling real good.
I'm going to tell you, you're both looking great, just to put that out there.
Nice. I try.
No matter how good I feel, I'll never be able to match that energy that this guy down here has. Man. I'll tell
you that, man. You know what? I try to keep up. My kids say the same thing to me every day. They say, how do you got more energy? I got three blessed kids at home and great kids at home. And they say, how do you got more energy than me, Pops? It's just something that I kind of rock and roll with out there. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm going to feed off that energy.
You know what? Hey, right. Hey, nice hat over there, Rhino. Big team, you're looking casual.
I know. Where's Gary's?
Apparently, I didn't get the memo.
We didn't get the memo. Well, we're back to the bonus thing out there, folks. If you didn't know, then now you know. 313, stand up. Let's go.
There it is. We got a single bicep shot. Usually, we close the show out with a double bicep.
Oh, I like that. We'll have to save that out there.
So, what's going on, man? What do you got going on behind you there? What is this?
Well, if you folks didn't know, we are at the GWC. I'm Steve GWC Moran. This is the greatest wrestling collection museum over here. We are in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's home of 130,000 plus items of wrestling memorabilia. 130,000 out there. It's room to room. We are in the VIP lounge where it all goes down right now, fellas. But it's a journey, a wild journey I've been on. 30 years collected strong out there, preserving history. Obviously, I'm kind of a fan of wrestling a little bit, you know, so that kind of helps a little bit.
A little bit. Just a snake. What got you into this? Is this something you've been a lifelong journey here? Is this something
you've something I always rocked with. I was blessed to go to WrestleMania 3, so Pontiac Silverdome. The slam heard around the world. Big T knows the time of day it is. You know, it's just always been a part of my life, wrestling-wise. Collecting-wise, I was keeping shit in packages at a young age out there. And just, most cats aren't keeping LJNs and Hasbros and all that in packages and playing with them. It was something that was always programmed into me out there. I don't know what it was, but the curator was almost burned into my soul and meant to be out there. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, do you remember your first autograph you got from a wrestler?
Yeah, that's that Andre the Giant was one of my first. And I have that at the museum here. That was one of my first. Macho Man was close as well. But, hey, you know, I don't know what my first memory of a good conversation. And maybe it was just because the nostalgia reason of G.I. Joe, a Gojo. You know where I'm going with this out there, all you maggots. Put those chins out and salute the Sarge out there. Sergeant Slaughter. That's it. You know what I mean? That's one of my first ones that's just burned in the memory out there. You know what I'm saying?
So when did you meet him, and how old were you?
You know what? I want to say that was you know what? Not to show our ages out there, fellas. We're not spring chickens anymore, but we're talking mid-80s, mid-80s. Okay. So a young buck.
Right.
He was obviously bigger than larger than life at the time. You know, it's
right.
With double genres, with G.I. Joe and with the organization, with WWF at the time. But I've always been a big I was always a Golden Era fan myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it all, but the Golden Era, you know that.
Right, right.
That's, so it was something about that, maybe.
The World Wildlife Federation?
What's that, brother?
World Wildlife Federation?
Yeah, World yeah. What? The pandas. You guys know the pandas with the chairs?
Yeah. Now, so when you had a conversation with Sergeant Slaughter, was there anything you took away from that, or you just remember just?
I just remember being. It was really positive because he's a positive guy,
right?
And it's wild because as the years evolved, meaning I'm blessed to be friends with a lot of past legends and present talent. I consider you a brother. I mean, it's when you say full circle out there, folks, and mm-hmm. I'm being sincere as I could be out there. I'm doing a show with Sarge about a year ago in Baltimore, and Heath was there. Shout out to our brother, Big Heath. You know what? You were there too, Rhino. What am I even thinking?
Right.
I had to run it through my head real quick. Wait a second. Legends of Hamburg, Big Rhino was in the building rocking and rolling. Right, but we were rocking and sitting at the bar with Sarge, and I'm there with my brother, Godfather, Big Bear. It's a good friend of mine. And sitting at the bar with Sarge, and he's sharp as a whistle, folks. He'll hit you with dates, and I mean facts. When you sit and talk with Sarge, it's an amazing thing out there. But when I mean full circle, as I sit there, obviously he doesn't remember talking to me in 1987, and you know maybe that. But when I'm having a beer with him and cheersing him, and we're talking about the collection, and he's donating things to the museum. I got his Pukemania WrestleMania 7 hat versus Hulk Hogan. He donated his helmet. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. But they see that I love the preserving the nostalgia and keeping the legend alive out there.
Right.
And it's really wild. It's humbling to myself. It really is humbling out there. That's the word that I could put it in, you know?
Now, do you only deal in the world, you know, WWF, WWE stuff, or do you go WCW and all over the different
No, Big Gary, I'll tell you what, brother. That's a hard one. No, definitely not, because I have stuff from Georgia, NWA, AWA, WWF, WCW, ECW, big fan of ECW, TNA, Impact, New Japan Pro Wrestling. I mean, all the way from, I got items from 1939 up until 2022. You know, I got ring-worn boots from 39, and I got everything. There's no stopping out there. I love it all, to be honest with you. The Golden Era holds a piece to my heart just because maybe it was a time of. Are you guys Hulkamaniacs? Were you guys Hulkamaniacs when you were younger?
I am.
All right. Not to put you on the spot, Big G and Big T. Are you a Hulkamaniac, brother? Did you guys get your vitamins? But you know what I mean by that. We were brought up in a certain. It had a mystique. It had its own. The heel and the baby face had its own. It had a different type of meaning. Not to say that today's is any. It's just different. You know what I mean?
And right.
It's
right.
Okay. Sure. Different is okay. Yeah. You know.
Now, big question though. Do you have any IWR memorabilia in that collection?
I can't believe you asked such a question like that. And folks out there in wrestling world, this is just. You know, everything's organic out there. My brother, Big Rhino, Big Terry, Big Gary, we jumped out and we just jumped right into this. So they don't know that I grabbed a couple items and I brought a couple things that are sitting by me in the VIP lounge right now.
Gary
had no idea that he said IWR like he was going to put me on the spot. Now,
he's trying.
Insane Wrestling Revolution. Gary thought he was going to get one by me like I wouldn't have a beautiful piece that Rhino smashed over my head from IWR right here. Right here. Decided. Wait a sec. Wait, we're not waiting. Now, you choked me out with this once upon a moon there, Big T.
Right?
But IWR, can I give a shout out to IWR? Yeah, we got time for that? I think we do.
For sure.
Insane Wrestling Revolution, folks, out of Monroe, Michigan. If you want to talk about an amazing show. And I'm not just, it wouldn't matter if I wasn't talking to you guys or anybody, because I speak it from the heart when it comes to this. From bell ring to bell ring, I'm talking about front to finish. Amazing show, amazing talent. It's got those vibes when you get in there. Whether it's a couple hundred or a couple thousand, you get Rhino, when you get in the ring, brother, and you're in front of a crowd at WWE, or you're in front of a crowd at Impact, you're ECW, or you're in front of IWR, obviously there's a difference because the size of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel the wildness from those indie shows, those just amazing, you know what I mean, out there?
For sure. And the cool thing about it is it's like, you know, it's an intimate atmosphere, you know, like it feels like, well, and sometimes you are part of the action too, because the guys will take the fight outside the ring, you know, and that's, you know, the thing I love the most is the fans are just as much of the show as the matches, you know, because
sure.
It's like ECW shows, you go to those and, you know, the crowd was just as much of the part of the show than the matches. But yeah, it's just, it's intense in that building. It's a great building, great location,
sure.
Easy in, easy out. You know, we usually get done, well, we got a curfew on the building at 9. So we're usually out of there right before 9 or right after 9. So people get home at a great time. The kids are all worn out. They're sleeping sure. good at night and they're ready for school the next morning. So, but yeah, it's just an intense, awesome feel, you know, and I'm glad to be part of it, you know, and I'm awesome. Glad that the community has accepted it, you know. Oh. And then it's funny because I sign a lot of that stuff. People will grab them and take them home and, yeah, and get us to sign them and stuff like that. And the meet and greets is what's awesome too, you know.
Sure.
A lot of these people, you know, from Connor, Heath, Tommy Dreamer, Hornswoggle, you know, Trey, all the Impact stars, you know, that go there on a regular basis that they can get autographs and pictures yeah. with. And Maria, Canal, Mike Bennett, and yeah, so.
And the list keeps going on. I mean, it's right. You got the roster over there is just a phenomenal roster. I give a shout out to our brother Sam Beal, the Permanator. It's his birthday
happy
today.
Happy birthday, Sam.
You know, the big Permanator. Let that Tennessee waterfall flow. That's what I just told him.
Right.
But, Sam Beal. You know, top notch yeah. Jason Hodge to, yeah, Big Con. You know, I want to piggyback off something you said, and not to, you know, I don't want to, but you said kids enjoy. I bring my son Cash there. And
yeah.
I just made a post the other day. It was Big Con coming out. He's got the belt, and you can see my son is right at the
at
the curtains, and to see the look in his face, because I was right next to him, because I couldn't see head on how he was seeing it. I'm actually I'm cheering with him. I lost my voice the next day, you know, clearly. I get to talking and cheering. I don't know if you guys know that, but he to see that and to be able to live that with my son, you know, I got
you're
to go
building
to,
memories
I was
last
blessed to go to some stuff. But he's living the dream, and I love it. I love being able to see it and experience it with him. You know what I mean?
Well, the cool thing about not to interrupt Gary, but the cool thing about it is you're building memories with your child that'll last a lifetime. Because when I talk to wrestling fans, you know, that are older than I am, and they will talk about how they went with their grandfather or their father to the wrestling shows or their uncle. Or sometimes even their mom would take them. But normally it was her, you know, father or whatever. They take them to the Olympia to watch the Sheik and Dick the Bruiser and all that stuff. And the same thing you're doing. And it's funny that you mentioned that picture because I sent that to Connor. And your son screaming. I think it looked like he was kind of mimicking what he was doing. And and Connor goes, I got to tell that kid, gimmick infringement.
Cash's back at home with mom. He's back at home with mom watching. Son, when I get right. back from the museum, we got it. Your allowance just went down a little bit. You got some more chores to do out there, okay?
I told Connor, I go, hey, man, that's your only fan. You got to be nice to him. You can't sue him. We found your one fan, and now you want to sue him.
Oh, man. It's just a great show, though, and a great atmosphere. Kid-friendly, family-friendly. A lot of good talent there. I mean, June 9th coming up. I mean, coming up next month, it's coming up quick. Big Con, the big red beard, Eric Rowan's going down. That's going to be another great one.
Yeah. If you have, he'll be part of the meet and greet, but if you haven't seen him live and in person, holy cow. I mean, that guy is big. Oh, he's just a large individual. So
right.
I'm glad I'm not wrestling him.
I'd say it's going to be Big Con's biggest challenge yet. And he's had some.
Yeah. So
that's a good call, Gary.
We got a few guys in there to say some stuff. Brian Boggs commenting to GWC. Thank you, Brian.
What's going down out there, folks? One love.
Devin Taylor, GWC.
What's going down out there, folks? Let's go.
Got Joshua Moore. Let's go. Brain Jerk in the house.
Where's my Frank Jennings?
Frank Jennings, why Shane? Why? And that was a big cry at IWR 11. Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of people yelling that.
Well, he said something about afterwards, you know, creating a monster that you can't control or whatever. You should have thought about that before, you know?
Right.
You know that monster, you should think about weigh these things out, you know? So
you got to watch. Yeah. The Dread King doesn't play games out there. You got to watch out.
Yeah. That leads us into one of our matches for IWR 12, Clash of the Titans. Shane, the Franchise, Douglas, going up against the Dread King, Logan. I mean, mentor versus, you know, the student kind of thing. You know, he really looked up the Dread to the Franchise, and then all of a sudden, getting too big and turned on.
So that'll be very interesting too. You know, so
I'm looking forward to
that. Don't count Shane out though.
You know what? I was really digging to see Shane Douglas, the crowd getting into it, to see the OGs in the crowd that realize who Shane Douglas is. Maybe some of the younger cats out there might not understand the richness of the history out there. Because the Franchise himself, I don't need to tell you guys something you don't know, but he rocked the squared circle. He's a mastermind in the ring and on the mic, and I think he's got a couple tricks up his sleeve. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the great thing.
Go ahead.
The great thing about, you know, YouTube and everything and the network and all that stuff, like your son or the newer generation, they can go back and watch that stuff. You know, I remember this kid. These kids were playing out in the street when I was door knocking, when I was running for office. And, long story short, I had a picture of myself and Bruno Sammartino and the kid on my walking or on my door hangers. And I go, that's Bruno Sammartino. You don't know who he is. I go, he wrestled way back in the day. He goes, yeah, I know who Bruno Sammartino is. He was champion for over 4,400 days or something like that. And I literally, like, someone kicked me in the chest, you know. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, you know, I literally high-fived him. I'm like, you're definitely a good kid. You're going on to greatness.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's great because, you know, like you say, you preserve history. That's, you know, with the collectibles and all that stuff. And, you know, and then YouTube and, you know, showing all this footage. And, yeah, so.
For sure. For sure. It's something, like I said, I'm blessed to be able to share this with everybody out there. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just a passion. It's more than just a passion because I hunt these items. I go hunting Ringworn or Wild Collectibles or any kind of fig or any kind of knickknack. It doesn't matter. It's the thrill of the hunt out there. And then I like sharing it with everybody. And I feel like that was my duty. That's why I was put here to rock and roll with that with everybody. And, you know, it's maybe we get this Butterball biscuit out. I don't know.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, there it is.
I had this out for Motor City Monday out there.
Yes, yes. It is a nice, I remember wearing that for a lot of matches.
Hey, you know what? You know what, though, my brother? I got to tell you, I got a bunch of singlets and, you know, robes and, you know, wild stuff. Not many of them are this thick velvet velour out there.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I put this thing on. I don't want to tell you if I did or didn't, but maybe I did.
And,
you want pink.
If you ever want to go to the disco, put the velvet on. You would have been awesome in the 70s.
Folks, you heard it right there. Rhino, Big Terry just told you, let out your taco meat a little bit. You let a little bit of the taco meat out. You throw on the singlet, and it's going to be Wild Child west of 7 Mile over here. So figure that one out.
Right.
We got Darius Payne wants to say what's up, fellas. What's up, Darius? Thanks for having us.
What's going down out there, folks?
Wayne Harper, Macho Man Randy Savage, my first autograph I got when I was 14. That's pretty awesome.
Macho Man, funny story about Macho Man. Since you guys are Michigan natives, I'm in Taylor, Michigan at a 7-Eleven years back. And how do I put this? Macho Man was partying a little bit heavy. I wouldn't know it at the time because I was a young buck. So Pops is kind of talking with him and busting his chops about a couple things, which I wouldn't pick up on there. And Mach stands up, his mouth's all over the place. He tells me, gives me a little pump up. Hey, this is true to God, folks. I start getting lightheaded. I'm getting a little woozy in my feet. He signed my No Fear hat. You remember the No Fear?
Yeah.
I'm rocking the No Fear. He signs the No Fear hat. And I just remember driving home thinking that was just the coolest thing in the world. He's in the 7-Eleven parking lot getting turned up with everybody. And God bless his soul, man. When I put on some of his robes over here, the energy transfers. You guys might think I'm crazy, but you can feel the energy.
No, I don't. Now, how many do you have? How many Macho Man robes do you have? Do you have one or?
I got a couple robes. I got one of his Madison Square Garden robes. I got a Tokyo robe. I got one of his coats out there. SummerSlam, Survivor Series 88 shades, some boots. Shout out to Lanny Poffo out there. You know, I do some rehabbing houses in the city of Detroit, and I save properties, fix them up, flip them, rent them. This house itself out there, to give everyone a little backstory, this was the house I grew up in. So this house sat vacant for over a decade. We're on the west side of Detroit, an undisclosed location, but it's a little wild. We'll just leave it at that.
Right. But
the house was, I wouldn't have bought the house if it wasn't for the nostalgia of it being my childhood home, you know?
Right.
But I brought it back to a home, put 80, 90 grand into it, made it a house again. I said, this is where the collection has to go. This is my parents' old bedroom that I'm sitting in right now from the 80s. So, I mean, if that doesn't come full circle, when my dad comes over here and tells me, oh, I made some of your sisters. I'm like, whoa, I don't need to hear what went down in this room. I don't want to fucking get that out of here, dude.
Right.
But the wife, Danielle Taylor, Miss GWC, is very supportive. Our house is not far from here, and we bring the kids over here. I mean, this is about 8 rooms over here, even down to the bathroom, all the upstairs. And it'll be in a commercial building for everyone to enjoy extremely soon out there. So that's just, we'll leave it at that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I keep expecting Ryan Armani to jump out of the crowd back there since I saw that video with him having so much fun with you. I don't know if he left.
Yeah, you know what? So Ryan,
Yeah.
I had to build him a suite downstairs in the basement where I got a storage here.
Right.
Oh, All right. He's going to be up in a little bit. He just put Ric Flair's robe on and he said he's cutting a video with Amy Lang down there. So we'll just wait a minute and figure out what's up. Shout out to Fox 2 News. It was great to have. I got to fire up a plane real quick. I'm getting all excited over here. It's Fox 2 News. They come through and, which is, it's great to share it. You know, I rocked Good Morning America, rocked with Most Wanted Treasures, the A&E show, and Mick Foley came over, Jake the Snake. And that was, we can get into that. That was amazing. But Ryan Armani's a news reporter out there, folks, if you didn't know. And he's as Channel much of a wrestling fan as myself. So if you got to see, he said the first one he sent off was 15 minutes that he sent off to the news to play. They cut it down to about 5. But he was here for an hour plus, and he went item to item and knew all the wildness and got it. Just like when Darren McCarty comes by, it brings a tear to his eye when he puts on the stuff. Godfather, my brother, Big Bear, Mick Foley, he donned this place, the Willy Wonka factory of wrestling. Nice. I mean, that's our brother Mick out there. Calls my kids on their birthday. That's a genuine guy right there, though.
Yeah, he's a real sweet.
Gotta give a shout out to my brother Mick. I gave him a Barry Horowitz pat if you're watching, Mick. Love you.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so it's a beautiful thing. And so did they contact you? Because I was in there and he interviewed me one time years ago. Sure. And he's a great dude. And I watched Fox News all the time. And then he's on there in the mornings, and I watch him all the time. Yeah,
sure.
And then he interviewed Undertaker right before WrestleMania and the introduction. Yeah, and it was funny because he had someone on right before, and they go, "What should I ask the Undertaker?" They go, "Ask him what he would have done if Will Smith would have slapped him." And his response was great. Yeah, so it caught Undertaker off guard because he's like, well, first off, I wouldn't have just stood there.
because you get asked the same questions. How was your Hell in a Cell match?
Right.
Rhino, what's your most EC? You'd probably get asked, the same. I get asked if what's your favorite part of your collection, or if you had to pick one of your favorites, and it's like picking my favorite kid. But I like that question because it kind of threw him off out there.
Yeah,
Rhino. Who did you love growing up watching wrestling? Who did you idolize?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. But the first heel I ever liked was a Honky Tonk Man.
I like that. Longest reigning at the time, Intercontinental Champion, folks.
Yeah. Gary, what about you? Who was your favorite wrestler growing up as a kid?
Rhino. When I was growing up, I liked Rhino.
That's a great. You know what?
There's always a smart ass in the group, you know, and Gary's
you got to have one of them.
You know, what's crazy is adults will come up to you and go, yeah, you were my favorite when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, geez.
I liked the Junkyard Dog. And then I liked Cowboys.
I like that.
Those are the two I liked when I was a kid.
Yeah, Junkyard
Dog. I like that, Gary. You don't hear that a lot for people. I love JYD too, and I do. I don't think he gets as much credit as maybe he should. A lot of pioneers from the 80s, there was so much talent back in the day, right or wrong. So it was kind of like, if you're going to get overshadowed by the Machos and the Steamboats and the Hogans and the Warriors, but if you think about just a portion of that roster, just a smidgen of that roster, if you brought it today, wow.
It would blow
up.
You
know what I mean?
Coco Beware, I loved him. I thought he was fun.
Who?
Coco Beware.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was great. Some of these guys, when I first met, I'm just thinking to myself, the 12-year-old me inside is just screaming to get out.
Yes.
You know, it's cool because sometimes, this was, I think, last summer. No, it was the summer before, a girl I was dating. She didn't grow up watching wrestling, so I'd show her some of the old stuff, like the Roddy Piper interviews and the match between Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. And it's just, they're pulled in, and I'm pulled back to like when I was a child, and it's just like, everything's out the window. My knowledge of wrestling, now I'm just drawn in as a fan again. And it's just the way they did things and the way they were able to make something mean so much, So yeah, it's 100%. Crazy. Yeah. And it's funny. Cause I tell them, I'm like, you didn't watch any wrestling? They're like, no. I'm like, wow, your childhood must've really sucked.
I mean, in Detroit, we had big time wrestling. That's the old school here. It's Sheik and Bobo Brazil and K-Stax Calhoun and all that. And then when it came to, WWF and all that. But I mean, that played such a part of my life in general, but my childhood especially. You were deprived if you weren't. We were Thundercats, G.I. Joe wrestling, and He-Man, let's go.
Right.
I'm gonna sift through these. We got like 50 comments, so I'll just sift through them while you guys go ahead and talk. There you go.
Yes. Hey, shout out to my brother Big Bear. He had to come bring me a plane over here. He said he was gonna join us next time. He wants to come through.
Yeah, for sure.
He said he's ready to turn up. He'll turn up with us a little bit. He's ready to see what's going down.
Yeah, he was just here for the hockey thing, right? The charity.
Yep.
Now. Yeah, I brought him back here last month. We did something for Astronomicon 5, but in the wintertime, shout out to Mess Bucket Comics. We dropped the puck. One night it was myself and Godfather.
Right.
The other day when it was a little warmer, it was me and Big T Dog. Me and Rhino were out there. And I'll tell you what, brother, Godfather said, man, y'all white people is crazy. It's cold out here.
Yeah, he don't like to leave Las Vegas for the cold. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. When I was talking to him, I'm like, Bear, what's up, baby? Let's rock and roll. We got a couple things going down, and you got to do some hockey, you know, Red Wings, you know, alumni charity, drop the puck. I left out that it was outside. I mean, I have to say that I left that out. So when we got there, and he was a little confused, and then I said, bro, it's Big Dom comes, and he goes, I'll light the little fire pit for you. And he looked at me. He looked at me and goes, what is this, the Waltons? What's going on out here? We're lighting little fire pits.
Yeah, he's great.
Hey, Matt.
Growing up playing Raw and SmackDown game, always with Rhino. Matt Quinn is ready to win.
Thanks for the memories, Rhino.
Now, did you ever get into the video games?
Myself, I got into a little bit. Breaker, coming through the Motor City, Rhino, are we clear for takeoff? Gary, are we clear for takeoff?
We are clear.
All right, we're firing up planes in the fast lane. We're clear for takeoff. Wrestling-wise, video games, I played Nintendo. I played Atari.
Right.
Super Nintendo was casual. You know, obviously all the Marios. Mario 3 is one of the best games of all time. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Nintendo 64, I just talked about this the other day on a show I did. Wrestling video game-wise, that was one of my favorites. WCW versus NWO Revenge for Nintendo 64 was a casual game. I'm not a huge gamer, I guess you could say. You know, I got the stuff for my kids to play, you know, Minecraft and all that, which I can't even understand that.
Right, yeah, same here. I never really got into the video games, but the wrestling video games, they've always been a hit. I mean, just people like the way it's set up. And I've known a lot of people that weren't really wrestling fans, but they would get into the games and stuff. Sure. Yeah. So
the way that they have progressed since, you know, you're talking about the Atari. Now you got real life people on the screen that look, you know, legit, like you're watching SmackDown or something.
Bro, when you say, it makes you feel real old when you tell your kids, hey, when I was younger, we had 16-bit Atari. We played Pong where we're hitting a damn tennis ball with a stick thing and we're going up and down a screen, and then it evolved into what it is. But nowadays, like you said, Big Gary, you said that. It was
how much damn fun was that?
We loved it. Did we not?
Right.
And then Nintendo, it's like Marble Madness and all those old school games are cool as hell. My dad used to be in this video or in this the living room here with the big wood TV surrounding, play Lee Trevino's Fighting Golf. Him and his buddies would be over here playing that in 1988. You know, it's what up, Jimmy Rothman? Wham bam, all my GWC fam. I love all you folks, and I love turning up with Big Gary and Big Terry out there. We're turned up, baby.
Hey, what hey, Rhino, what's your max bench press? Josh Miller. Wow.
Probably about 450 I'd work out with. I never really max because a lot of times guys will tear their triceps or pec or something like that. So you tear one of those, you're going to be off of wrestling or you're going to be on the shelf for a while.
Yeah, Kelly, you're a damn bulldog out there, brother.
Kelly says if she's not into wrestling, Rhino, she's not worth your time.
What's that?
Kelly says she's not into wrestling, she's not worth your time.
Hey, whoever said that, I'm going to give you applause. That's a given. I myself couldn't be – if someone couldn't accept what I got going on, it's a lot going on. They can say, holy shit, you got another house. It's a whole collection. This is your – but it just like you said, if they can't accept wrestling, see
it. Oh, no, she accepted it. She just never grew up watching it.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and her son was into wrestling. Yeah, watching it. Yeah, the new stuff. Yeah, I just showed her the old stuff. You know, what I grew up on. Yeah.
So. We had Pat Mendez in here a lot so far today. He actually talked about you being conceived in that room earlier. So,
you don't want to know that, right?
Is there anything you wish you could have in the collection that you don't have right now? Is there anything that you really would love to have?
That's a good question. That's a good question. My brother Patrick out there. Big Pat, what up, though, brother? God bless you. With that being said, you can never have it all out there, and I never hope to, because that gives the thrill of always chasing it down. Now, there are items that are hard to find. I love the unicorn. I love chasing those unicorns out there. The Undertaker, Ben Brown with WWE, he's the curator over there. I mean, that's my brother. We do a lot of talking, and we rock and roll together. Now, I want one of the caskets. I want maybe Kamala's casket, you know, maybe Yoko's. One of those caskets I want to have on display. I'm blessed to chase down. I got items from all the legends except Gary over here. So I just need, maybe I need a ring worn Monroe Pop Fest. Something. I need a shirt. Whoa! It's he's got it on now. That's a good question.
His wife will probably give you Gary himself. Dawn will be like, here, take him. Just keep him.
She just brought
him. Just take the shirt. Have him.
<Yeah. laughs> You know what? YouTube, can I ask you guys a question? Since I'm sorry, I'm just, I get turned up a little bit out there, folks, if you didn't know.
Yes,
what's your guys' first piece of wrestling? How about this? Did you have any wrestling items when you were younger, such as figs or a shirt or poster or something? Because maybe you wouldn't get asked that a lot, Rhino. Maybe they wouldn't say, hey, what's your favorite piece that you had? Yes, LJN Hogan. That's the OG.
I
love that. That's OG right really, there.
I really didn't collect anything. I made wrestling belts.
Oh.
Yeah. And I actually, the one I made, the championship one I made.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Actually, I did collect some 1988 that whole year. 1988 and 89, I collected the magazines.
Did you?
Yeah. One I would look through, the other one I would keep, and I wouldn't even look through it. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I still have them.
Those titles, do you still have those? Or does your family have those anywhere?
Yeah, I have the one. It's probably in storage. The one that I made, I took cardboard and I wrapped it with duct tape or electrical tape, and then I snapped the gold pieces on. I drew all the I made them. It actually looked pretty good.
I love that.
I got to see.
If you ever need a place to have those on display one day, I know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, you know what? Right. I'll probably ship them over. I'll just give them to Gary when Dawn sends Gary over.
Yeah, you don't display nothing but your bobbleheads, so.
Right.
No, it's I like funky items like that, wild items like that. Steve Lombardi, Brooklyn Brawler, a good friend of mine. He was Kim Chi, which was Kamala's handler. You know, the manager. I got the whole Kim Chi outfit in the Legends wing of the GWC Museum, where a bunch of the ring ward is over there. And I talk to Steve almost every day. Great guy. He's got a lot of history, obviously, in the ring, clearly.
Yeah.
You know, first matches with The Rock and Owen Hart, Bret Hart, and a lot of people out there. He's a Michigan native, and his wife recently gave me a tape. And she goes, here you go, GWC. Here you go. Maybe you'd like this. And that tape was Kamala's original ring entrance music that they travel around WWF with. And to some people wouldn't think that was nothing. But to me, right. I mean, look at the R.L. Steiner brothers. They're starting to stand up. The hairs are standing up. When she gave that to me, I just said, whoa, I love that type of shit. You know what I mean? So the handmade belts, the old tapes, the stuff that might not even be wild to people. You know, that's the type of stuff that I love out there. Mass Giant was Andre without Andre. Yes.
Old. The Mass Giant was the way to have Andre in without Andre in it. That's right, Bill. We got to find a way to get Steve the SmackDown Fist.
Yeah. Hey, that'd be cool. There's some items. Uh-oh. We lost our brother.
He does that a lot.
Hey, I didn't mean to. Hey, folks, we offended him out there. We hit him with the SmackDown Fist.
Sometimes you don't show up at all. So, I mean, we're just happy to have him, you know?
Hey, Gary, I'm happy to hang out with you, though, brother. One love. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling awesome, man. I always feel good. I'm glad you're here.
You're looking good. Are you ready to turn up slightly, politely, and quite possibly all nightly?
I don't know about that. I got work in the morning.
Hey, this is turning up what we're doing right now. So we'll take it out. We can get it out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have you ever thought about rapping? You ever thought about dropping your own rap CD or anything? Because you rhyme like...
You know, once upon a time... You know, why I laugh at that... once upon a time, we used to, just have some fun with it, you know. I got some people in the industry that have done good for themselves and make some music and do really well for themselves. A couple producers out there that are family. Shout out to 4th Street Entertainment. But it's I used to have fun with it. It's just to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Hart tells me this all the time. He goes, baby, GWC, you're a wordsmith. You know that? Not a lot of people are wordsmiths out there. You're blessed with it, baby. You're blessed with it. And it's one of those things. I don't know. Maybe some people got it or don't. But whatever flows, I just flows. And if you know, then you know. Let's go. What?
I think you'd be a hell of a wrestling manager, man.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind. I like where you're at there. Maybe hey, Rhino's over there. Rhino's over there reading his 1988 magazines that he's never wanted to open up. He's got one crocodile tear going down, old lefty over there.
Hey, I was going to ask you a question earlier, but you kind of answered it. I was going to ask you if because you got this great collection. I'm a collector, so, and it's not a collection unless you can show somebody your stuff. You know, really good. That's the best part of having a collection. You said you're going to have maybe it on display somewhere. I mean, I know you don't.
Right. This is right. Great. Appreciate that. I'll tell you what. I do the lives on my Facebook stream. I only went the last couple of years is when I kind of brought it out to the public. I did something with what it all started with 101.1 The Riff. WRIF The Riff.
Baby,
that was a couple years ago. They did biggest wrestling fan collector or something like that 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And a buddy of mine says, hey, you're putting all the stuff in your childhood home that you just refurbished and shoot this video. I go, you know what? I'm going to let the public kind of see what I got going on out there. And I want to enjoy this with everybody. It spiraled into kind of what is going on today, where I'm going live when I'm hunting the wild. I'm up in attic down in Florida or Ohio in a barn, or we're hunting flea markets, or I'm at WrestleMania on the floor, or I do my shows here a couple, you know, nights a week live here, walking through tours of the museum. But I'm going to have it in a building where everybody can come. I don't want to put out there what it's all going to entail, but it's going to be a first time, folks. I'm going to bring something out there to the table that's willing and able to disconnect your cable. Figure that one out. If you didn't figure it out, you might have to turn the volume down a little bit. Get looks. Look at it. I'm running over. Come on. Rhino, you got me over here running over these things. They've already took some abuse, though, so we're all right.
Well, we got Nichelle wants Rhino to come back. I don't know if he's going to come back, but I did want to talk real quick about June 9th. Tickets are on sale for our IWR 12 Clash of the Titans at www.purplepass.com/IWR12. Front row was gone in minutes when they went on sale. Gone. First, second and third row VIP, about half gone. So get your tickets now. Get ready. We got Rowan, Wyatt family member Rowan, facing IWR champion Big Con. Can't wait to see that. We got Jason Hotch challenging Trey Miguel. Trey Miguel undefeated for 856 days at IWR, I think it is, for the U.S. Championship. We got DTA challenging the Game Changers with John A. Bravo. I don't know. Tag Team Champions, it's gonna go down. We got a bunch. We got this now. That's just the ones we announced. Not to mention Shane Douglas versus Dread King Logan.
Let me pull these Greek locks out of the way here. Did we just say Shane Douglas is going to be in the ring in the squared circle?
Yes. Fighting Dread King Logan. Now, Shane's been a big part of our IWR family. I think this would be his sixth or seventh event, so we're blessed to have him. We can't wait to see why Shane. Why? I mean, why turn on the kid?
Why? He was your protege. Why would you do it? Just why? I'm really excited about it. I was talking about IWR earlier today, earlier when we just were rocking off, getting the rocking and rolling out here. And folks, like I said, the atmosphere is bananas in the best way possible. Top-notch matches, talent, performance in the ring, outside the ring. It's from start to finish. It's entertainment at its finest. I love it. I love the feel of it. Feel the energy. There's a reason why I don't have a voice the next day.
I appreciate that. It looks like Dave Thornton must be Canadian. I'm thinking might be time to cross the border. Well, we were invaded by Canada at IWR 11 from the A team. So, I don't know. Maybe this be part of the whole coup thing. I don't know. He might be part of it. But if you get a chance, come on down, Dave. Come check us out, man.
Come on through. Come on through. Jump on that Ambassador Bridge, or if you're coming over the Blue Water Bridge, if you're sliding over from our family just north of the mitten up there. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Canada was in the building, and they got a pretty solid stable, to say the least.
Okay? Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. I want to see if Rod Lee can find somebody to team up with him, because he challenged Rod. The A-team challenge Rod. You find somebody, come at us. So we'll see what happens.
It's less than a month away.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to see it. Redbeard and Big Con, like we said, Big Con, that might be your biggest challenge. That's our brother out there. But I'm gonna say, I mean, we're standing in your corner. I got your back out there.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be a wild road.
Well, I'm going to guess Rhino ain't coming back. We've been on. I appreciate you coming on for 45 minutes. We're going to bust out of here. I do want to say thank you. Plug anything you got to go. You got some stuff going on you want to plug?
Well, just God bless you, folks. It's been great rocking with you. Gary, one love to you. Rhino.
Appreciate you. Wherever Rhino, you are.
You're out there in virtual land. I know he's reading his 1988 mag. He's thinking he went down memory lane, and we love you out there, Big Terry. Big Tear Bear, our brother.
Tear Bear, all right.
Big Tear Bear. But GWC, I'm going to tell you something. Greatest Wrestling Collection on Facebook. I do my lives on the Greatest Wrestling Collection page. I do some stuff on Instagram, but mostly on the Facebook page if you want to come rock and roll with me. But IWR, June 9th, I'll be in the building because, hey, that's the place to be, folks.
That's right. Family, I believe it. Hey, yeah.
One love.
Thanks for joining us. I will see you June 9th, probably at the Monroe Pop Fest in September as well. So, all right. We're out here. Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast. We Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, CastBox, you name it. They'll be on there tomorrow. Check us out. Subscribe, download, go join the GWC page. It's an awesome page. If you like wrestling, you are not going to be disappointed. We will talk to you guys soon. And
appreciate you. Keep it triple seed. That's cool, calm, and collected. Stay in the right direction.
I just let you talk the whole time. I mean, you do so much better than me. Good I appreciate man. You, Steve.
Love
you, man. We're out of here. Later.
Let's go.